If you have a young child and you have iOS in the house, you might let them play with YouTube for Kids. And since we have two under 10s here, the YouTube for Kids app has been a focal point of interest. In fact, it's taken Dylan, who's six, off the trail of Tuckabucka and into a very interactive environment with YouTube for Kids. So I'm learning a lot about him and his attention span and watching the heat map that's generated by how he scrolls through stuff. And then he's spotting himself in some YouTube for Kids clips because over the years, some of the stuff that we've had about Christmas or about parades or about things in our attic has have ended up on YouTube for Kids. Pretty interesting. I mean, I've got more than 50 clips over there. And I didn't put them there. They just, an algorithm determined that it was kids safe. So from number 10 to number one, here is what we have generated from the phone that I am currently using or one like it that features in the YouTube for Kids collection. Now, the interesting thing about that, about all this is the analytics of YouTube shows me the average time spent by a kid watching a YouTube for Kids clip is 37 seconds. But my growth of people using YouTube for Kids is up at least four, if not 10, new viewers a month, which just intrigues me because this is an EdTech clip that I'm making. Anyway, here's some of the stuff that features in YouTube for Kids. And like I said, from number 10 to number one, here's what they are. From number 10 is when a short video, about 2 minute video of me using a Nokia Lumia phone while listening to FIR, the For Immediate Release podcast. And all these clips have gotten more than 100 views. Number nine is my personal Nokia Maps with sharing inside. Curious thing about that is I discovered somebody else in another country has actually copied the clip, put it in their own collection somehow. Oh well, that happens, doesn't it? Number eight is a quick clip using the service QIK while walking Parsons Green among an open farm there. Number seven is unwrapping my home, my school, my place. It's a book that we made out of kids' pictures. Number six is outside the Gary Vaux Hotel. Well, Maddie Blog, if you're listening, that was a Cork Bic thing that I did. How about that? Kids are watching YouTube for Kids. It's safe for kids to watch that. Number five is, it's how to make your, how to deal with a mean Furby. Everybody needs to know how to do that. Number four is installing Trace heating outside the house in Cashel. I mean, why would a kid want to look at that? Number three is St. Patrick's Day Parade. More than 1,000 people watched that. And Cashel number two is Christmas in Ireland. More than 3,000 people watched that. And 3,570 people have watched Stairview in the Attic. That's a free digital signal that you can get. Now, I'm not saying kids are watching all this stuff. It's just that manic to think that there's actually a young audience for some of the content that's automatically scraped and placed in a safe zone for kids to watch. You won't be hurt by my antennas or my old Nokia gear or by Christmas in Ireland for sure. So there's other stuff up there to have that don't have three digits of look. It's like Dylan's First Steps and Mia's three favorite apps and changing a geocache piece of kit. But there you have it, an EdTech Gold clip. Put it in the box here. Your stuff on YouTube can end up being viewed by young children, and then you can learn from the analytics that then help you build an app for young eyes. That's what I'm doing. Hey, thanks for listening to my EdTech clips. Bye for now. I listened to Avi Uniglitch, and he runs Tech Talk Tips on Wave Radio. He also is an expert, your tech concierge, that's what he's branding himself as. And Avi told the world that Anchor has a video transcription service now, Which means that version 2.9 of the app, which I'm currently running on Android, might show the words I'm saying as words you can read on screen. This would be a very important EdTech finding, if true. Commoners could use Anchor to create words on screen that would instantly increase the accessibility function of educational technology where I work. I'm very interested in seeing whether this actually happens the way that we would hope it would with this new version of Anchor. I'm Bernie, an American in Ireland, top gold on good social networks. Bye for now.
It's time for us.
Dylan, what are you watching?
You watching,
He's watching YouTube for kids. He's seeing previews of the oncoming Emoji movie. Spent 15 minutes watching adventures with remote-controlled tractors and trucks. Diggers. One of them, a red digger, a red tractor with a bright yellow shovel, a plow, pushed police car into a rubbish pit and covered it with soil. It's probably a lesson in that. The lesson for me is this. YouTube for Kids works. It's got good content. It's whitelisted. And I'm thinking about trying to figure out a way to get our stuff with the kids involved. Kids' faces and kids' actions and kids' stories as part of the YouTube for Kids collection. Actually, if you look up Dylan Goldbach, some of our stuff has been captured for YouTube for Kids. I have to see the source of that. I'm pretty sure it's YouTube clips that were captured. Yeah. It's fun. So we have good pony trekking clips that come from the back of a camping trip. Hopefully they'll show up in the YouTube for Clips Kids collection in the near future. Be fun to be able to have to use a spoken command on the iPad mini to look for pony trekking and to see yourself in the frame. And then to know that part of what you're doing is you're learning how to make something discoverable and how to make content compelling. I'm Bernie. EdTech recommendation, YouTube for kids, especially if you're a parent. Bye for now.
Bernie, it was my bad. What happened is I updated the apps. I saw they posted on Medium an article about the transcription and video. And I went and updated, and the update didn't take the first time. So I went, thinking it was updated, I went and tried to find the video link. I couldn't find it. So now when you update the app, it's been updated for iOS and Android. What happens is that there's a little video icon that appears on any one of your segments that you produce. You press that and it comes up. You can preview the transcription, make corrections, and then export it to video. I tried to do it. I made changes to my transcription, but then it, for some reason, I don't know whether I walked out of Wi-Fi range. It said it couldn't complete it. So anyways, I'm going to keep trying here. I'll let you know what I discover.